Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
It's Christmas! That's right, it's the Scummy Mummies Christmas special! Hooray!
Hey, I'm Helen Thorne.
And I'm Ellie Gibson, and I'm very pleased to be joined by two of my favourite people in the world this evening, and Steve Hill. Now, we should sort of explain who Steve and Jesse are, shouldn't we, Helen?
We should.
Not again.
The thing is, we used to sort of call you regular guests, but let's be honest, apart from Christmas, we haven't really had you on in the last couple of years because we've sort of been hanging out with Stacey Solomon and that.
We're big on showbiz.
Yeah.
Annual is regular. Christmas is regular.
All right, yeah. But it's now, this is what I mean. So now it is regular, but it's like you've transitioned to being like family members that we only see when the season requires, which I quite like.
Yeah.
Don't ask, you had to beg.
Wheel us out.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Do you want another fondant fancy, Jesse? Exactly. It's like that.
And Steve's is here for the Polish lager.
I've bought myself. Same price as Estella.
Really?
Unbelievable.
That'd be the Brexit effect. Yeah.
Yep. Good. That's 2016 topical jokes done.
Yes. That's a satire done. That'll get us on the Now
that
show.
Crap, are we?
Oh, we don't have to. It's painful and
so
sad.
I'm so bored of it.
Are you?
I've been watching that thing today. 4 days of a court case, yeah. Followed about 10 seconds of it.
Are you talking about Judge Rinder?
No, that was on there. Who's the best
what
judge?
Happened?
Dredd, Jules or Rinder?
For our more recent listeners who've just joined us, would you introduce yourselves? Steve, let's start with you.
Stephen M. Hill, journalist at large. Some kind of prick, you know.
Stay at home dad?
Well,
Do you resent that label? Do you resent being put in a
stay at home person, isn't it? Charles is irrelevant. He just popped up. I've been a shut-in for about 30 years.
Jessie, would you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Jessie. I am a nurse and a health visitor, and I have two girls.
You're on family fortune.
And my dream holiday is Mauritius.
Yes. I lost my virginity when I was 17.
I want to work with animals.
Cheers. Happy Christmas, Steve.
Yeah. Learn from Jesse, Steve. That was very cheery. Thank you, Jesse. It is a happy time, isn't it? Christmas. Can we celebrate Christmas, Steve?
Higher suicide rates, isn't it?
In your house.
Most car accidents.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
probably
nice.
Drink driving at all time high.
Merry Christmas.
But on the plus side,
now it might be Christmas, but today is the 30th anniversary of something very special. Do you want me to give you a clue?
Go on.
Seinfeld.
No.
Ferris Bueller.
Yes.
What?
That fantastic film.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, so that's good. So happy birthday, Broderick.
There's a Ferris at my son's school.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Unironically.
Probably named after Ferris Bueller.
Or a wheel. No.
Certainly a wheel. Dirty shithouse trick.
Oh, dear.
So what we're going to do this evening on the podcast, and we're going to have a sort of good old festive special, aren't we? We're going to have lots of traditions. Mm-hmm. For example, ham review.
Exactly.
And I'm going to add a twist this year.
Are
it's
you?
It's going to be exciting.
I like it when you surprise me.
Yes. Steve, I'm hoping you could whinge about the lyrics that go, "The snowman brings the snow again."
It's been said, it's good about those. Snowman doesn't bring the snow. The snowman is constructed from snow, which is just... A weather.
As I believe you said last year, it's like saying the omelette brings the eggs.
Exactly right, yeah.
There we are.
It was mentioned on the radio a couple of months ago, so the message is getting across. Maybe Wizard could be shut down, give back all the royalties. Roy Wood can apologise.
Speaking of Christmas songs, do we all have a favourite? I mean, because we've started December. Is there a song that just gets
Fairy Tale of New York.
Right.
If you listen to that without
Because it's moany
you're dead inside.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're dead inside if that doesn't move you.
All right.
You're dead inside.
Well.
Why don't you, do you really not like it, Ellen?
No, I don't mind it. It's just not, you know, Mariah Carey or Bublé.
You prick. Today I went to Amazon Music. I'm going to listen to a Christmas list. It came up Bublé. What? Fuck me. 10 seconds of Bublé. Straight into Mariah Carey. Oh, Christ. I couldn't listen to that and turn it off.
Maybe don't search for Christmas music.
I thought I'd get into the mood and have something to say tonight. It was literally Bublé and then Carey. The two worst songs I think I've ever heard.
That is incorrect.
Appalling.
I remember a few Christmases ago, one of my gifts from my husband was the Michael Bublé Christmas CD, which I think is amazing, which I love.
Who are you people?
I think it's brilliant. It's really good.
Happy people, Stephen.
Yes, we're happy.
You can see that. I'm another Prozac.
So here's the CD. Brilliant. Listen to it all Christmas, right? And then we went to put the Christmas decorations away, obviously in January, and I said, oh, you know, I'm quite sad to put this CD away because I really enjoyed it. I look forward to getting it out next year. And he went, what do you mean you're putting it away? I was like, well, it's a Christmas CD, so I put it away with the Christmas things. And he was like, well, why can't you just listen to it all year round?
It makes you a nutter.
I was like, exactly. I said, well, because... No, he was like, you like Michael Bublé, don't you? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you like the sound of his voice. So what does it matter what he's singing about? And I was like, because it's not Christmas. It's not Christmas
anymore.
You have
to wait for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not like you sing Happy Birthday every day because it makes you feel happy. No, it's just not right, Peter.
Although I wouldn't put that past you, to be fair. Yeah, Jessie, what's your favourite Christmas song?
Well, I quite like Away in a Manger.
That's a Christmas carol, you thought.
It is a Christmas carol. I am allowed Christmas carols. It is, after all, a Christmas song. But I'm also quite fond of Dominic the Donkey.
What's that?
Oh, I know. Giggity go, ee-oh, it's Dominic the Donkey. La, 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 la. Is this a porn
La, la, la.
Is it a porn
La, 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 la.
Is it a Benny Hill sketch?
No, it's Dominic the Donkey.
The Italian
Christmas donkey.
Oh, Christ. Now, it's time to talk about, of course, what we're drinking tonight. Now, Steve, I know you requested a strong Polish lager. Is that an anti-Brexit statement you're trying to make, or...?
Nope. Just like a can of Lech. After Lech Walesa. Lech Walesa.
There we go.
Marks and Spencer.
And we're drinking I Heart Wines, which is delicious. Thank you for sending us a box of wine for free.
Yes, thank you, iHeartWines.com. Wow.
Yeah, that's specialist.
Whoopsie daisy, that's not a message.
Wow. Kelly.
That's how much I like the wine, though. There we are. That's the advert done. That's what it makes me think about. And it's very strong, the wine, as you can tell. It's got a good percentage on it. Do you like it, Jessie? Do you endorse it?
Delicious.
Great.
I think it looks great.
Shall we move on to the year in review?
That's a good idea. 2016. It was shit.
I like that. That's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah.
Oh, I just improved that. So what a year it's been, everybody, both politically, on a celebrity level, on a local level. It's been a bit rough, hasn't it?
Depends what you're into.
Are you a fascist, Steve? Is that been a good year
like
for you,
guys.
If so?
Yeah. Are you into male egos?
Can I just say, actually, while I think of it, so Helen and I hosted the East Dunwich Christmas Cracker the other day, and there was a band on called John McLean and the Clan.
Oh, God.
Helen gets on stage and goes, any Clan fans in? And I was like, in the current climate,
that's not
a safe question
to
ask.
Yeah, it was one of those things when you have a microphone and you look out to the crowd and you go, really just fucked that up. I brought a bit of Clan humour to, it was incorrect.
Jessie, what was your low light of the year in terms of news and stuff?
Yeah, I think pretty much Trump.
Yeah.
Trump trumped it.
Yeah.
Do you think Trump trumps Brexit? What's this got to do with parenting?
It's the future of the world.
I just hope he drops a fucking nuclear bomb on Britain.
When the snowman brings the snow.
The nuclear dust.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not you. I don't really have it in me to sort of go on about it because it's all
some people think that's a great year.
There we are, politics done.
But
done.
Some people doing a shit podcast somewhere else going, what a fucking great year.
But there were some highlights.
There were some good political highlights in London especially.
London,
yes.
Got a Labour mayor, good old Sadiq.
Yeah.
I like Sadiq a lot. On the morning,
do you fancy him? Is he in your chubby Labour politicians bracket?
He's not chubby enough.
Ah.
If he had... Yeah, I'd go
Why
Sadiq.
Don't you send Sadiq a Christmas hamper with like loads of goose fat and lard?
Yeah. Cyril Smith.
Chubby him up a bit. Never mind all the politics, because I can't be bothered, basically. Of all the celebrity deaths, who are you glad to see go? Who are you sad to see go?
Jesus Christ.
Let's be, you know, recent current affairs. Manuel.
I think Victoria Wood for me.
I was surprised by that.
I was surprised.
Didn't realise she was a comedian.
Oh. Amazing.
Oh, wow. Ellie, dead people. Top three?
Probably Rickman. I really fancy Alan Rickman. Obviously not as Snape, but generally. No, I used to have a real thing about him. He was a sexy dude.
He was a kind dude as well. Like, there was lots of nice... I mean, everyone says nice things about the dead, don't they? But I think he was actually genuinely quite nice. Helen Thorne speaks out.
Yeah, there Rickman. We are. There's your obituary.
There's a eulogy.
You're welcome,
where's
Rickman.
Tom Amen. What? Playing some villains in some action films.
Well, look, there's a lot. Through him. There's a lot to be said about nice men.
There is a lot to be said.
Go on then. say something.
It's good when they're nice. That's all I'm saying. The world needs more nice men. And if they die, then that's sad.
People do die, though. I think we discussed this last year.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to happen.
Was there any celebrity death, Steve, that hit you hard this year? Was there anything that made you think, actually, no, I am a human, I do have an emotion? No. Anything at all? No, nothing.
It's mildly surprised that David Bowie had died, and quite like him. It was fucking gnashing and wailing.
Did you put that on the flowers you sent? There's a photograph of him in Forest Hill Wetherspoons.
Is there?
Fun fact.
That's how he would have liked to be remembered.
That's what he would have wanted.
Our friend's uncle gave him his bung eye.
What?
No fucking
no,
way.
At school.
They had a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. So we are connected to Bowie in a way.
Yeah, not really.
Especially no.
Well, all right, let's talk about personal highlights and lowlights then, Helen. What's been your moments of 2016?
Oh, I reckon going on Woman's Hour was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
That was awesome.
And did we get a book deal out of that, Helen? Is that right?
Funny you should mention that, Ellie. Yes, a personal highlight was writing a book with you.
Yeah.
And an excellent book it is. It's very funny.
It's very funny.
So we've been told.
Is it the 9th of March?
9th of March. And you can actually pre-order it on Amazon.
But right now?
Yeah.
What, like while you're listening to the podcast?
Absolutely.
Because the podcast app still works even though you're in the Amazon app, isn't it? It's
I know.
Amazing. Brilliant.
That's it. Incredible. An amazing book, which these dickheads have written for as well, because we couldn't actually write the whole book. We had to get other people to help us out.
Yeah, yeah.
So like our parents.
Yeah. We got a selfie with Mr. Tumble. Now, that was a lifetime achievement.
Oh, can I tell them about the Chuckle Brothers?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the older, younger, smaller Chuckle Brother, when we did a selfie with him, he rubbed the small of my back.
Hashtag you tree.
So that was, that was a personal highlight. And, of course, meeting Davina, who said we look like sperm.
In our blue cat suits.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
So it's very affectionate.
Thanks, Davina, if you're listening.
Jessie, what's been your professional highlight of 2016?
Well, I have finished a PG cert.
Oh, what? Is that like a film? You watched all of the Goonies. So what are you qualified in now? Can't even remember.
Leadership in healthcare.
What, going, right, you do that.
Yeah,
you,
nurses! Basically.
You, clean up that blood. Yeah. Anyone could do that.
Yeah, that's basically it.
But
she's
got a PG cert, Ellie.
Yeah, man.
In your face, Gibson.
It's so good, yeah.
It's like a bronze swimming medal. It doesn't really mean anything.
It's participation. Steve, professional highlight, 2016?
I took part in a human chess game on the set of The Prisoner.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Wow!
I was a black rook, a non-speaking, non-moving role, which is how I like it.
You didn't even like get to castle.
No.
What about personal or parenting highlights and lowlights? Anyone like to go first, Jessie?
Well, I actually asked my children this morning. What would you say Mummy's done really well this year? My eldest daughter was like, I don't know. And my youngest one sort of stood there momentarily and sort of thought, and then she went, you've been really good at washing up.
Wow. 2016.
Cheers.
Please. Helen, have you got a highlight or a low light? Perhaps funnier.
Low light was after Ellie effing Gibson has been banging on about centre parks for 3 long years. I went to centre parks. And do you know what happened? On the first night, my husband got a very bad case of food poisoning.
We were about to say the shits, but they regretted it.
Yes.
We're going to say AIDS.
SARS.
So he was doing that thing where, you know, when you vomit and poo at the same time.
Oh, the both ends. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Sluices open which end do you get the bucket?
If you've got a sink next to the bog, you can actually do that.
Just go into the bath. So
you just lie in it.
So Will got sick poisoning, food poisoning. It felt sick. And then my kid got worms and the other kid got nits. And I was like, this is like the war.
It's like living on like a pirate ship.
But the Starbucks was excellent. And I loved the muffins. So thanks, Ellie Gibson. It's not really your fault, but it was a bit of a low light.
Oh, dear.
We didn't even shag again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But isn't that the point of a holiday? Sure. You know, where you're away from it all, and then you're like, oh, wine.
You know, your husband goes to bed early, you meet someone in a bar, and then...
Ellie, highlight.
I'm going to go serious. Is it my highlight of the year? So, if you remember, in fact, 2 years ago, on this very day, we recorded a podcast, the four of us.
It's not about your kid again, is it?
Yeah, it is. We recorded a podcast, and then I got the norovirus, and then I had a baby 2 months early. And just about a month ago, finally, they said, right, this is your last appointment. Your son is relatively normal, as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
And you no longer have to come back to the hospital.
Drinking you did.
You've ruined my serious moment. Are you wearing a Fitbit?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You've changed. Anyway, can I talk about my serious poignant moment?
She had a baby.
Is fine, and that's the end of the story. Next question.
And you've been discharged, and it's wonderful.
Thank you, Jessie.
Can we just say the word discharge again, because it's hilarious.
Steve, what has been your parenting or personal highlight, low light?
Parent, I might go serious as well.
Okay, go on.
Just the other day, he read a book to me. Oh. I felt slightly emotional.
Oh.
So, you know, it was this mewling blob of DNA shitting up the walls. Sat down and read a book. I was like, that was a shit book. Nothing to do with me, obviously.
I don't remember you ever giving him a book. I remember a lot of DS and mobile phones.
We had books. Got ourselves a reader.
Helen, what's been your...
You know, it's not about always winning, but Matilda got voted as pupil parliament, and it was a time of Trump and Theresa May, and she wrote this speech.
She basically ripped off them, just saying, we're going to kick out all the Mexicans from this primary school.
That's right.
Building a wall.
Lock her up.
Yeah, but she wrote this beautiful, by herself without any prompting, this beautiful speech saying, you know, I just want everyone to be kind to each other and that no one should be alone. And it made me bawl my eyes out. Aww. And they said she won. And they said, Matilda, do you want to do an acceptance speech? And she said, usually no one says, but she stood forward and she said, my mummy and daddy are just going to be so proud of me. And then both the teachers like had to turn away and cry. And I went, I'm not such a bad mum, my kid's okay. And
I've given birth to Nelson Mandela.
Oh, God, I sobbed like a big Gwyneth in the as I sat on a tiny plastic chair that probably gave me piles.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another vague highlights.
Okay, go on.
Vaguely parenting. I've managed to finally... to breaking these fucking people down, I've introduced Friday night wine club after school.
Oh!
Where everyone comes back, drinks wine, and fucking whines about the school.
That sounds great.
I think that's progress.
I think we should move on to gifts. What do you think?
Yes, let's go down to gifts, Ellie.
It wouldn't be Christmas without presents, and of course, we've got some shit ones for our lovely guests. So woo-hoo! Let me just get these now.
Oh, do you want me to describe this? Unwrapping.
Yeah, go for it.
This is
an unboxing.
On YouTube, unboxing. Yeah. People watch that shit. Misfortune cookies.
That's right. They're miserable fortune cookies for miserable people.
So that's awesome.
It's brilliant because I'm miserable. I'm depressed beyond tablet.
That's it. What does it say, Jessie? What does it say?
It's a wonderful card game called Meaty Trump's Parasitic Royals.
Because I know, Jessie, you have an Irish Republican background, so you're a big fan of the Royals.
I love them.
All right, what's your misfortune, Ellie?
My fortune cookie says, even I'm uncomfortable being touched by you.
Stephen?
Go on, Steve.
Just get me readers. you're often unlucky, and then there's all the misfortune you have.
Oh, that's quite sad.
Open your other present, Steve.
Satin soft decorated tissues, mould spice scented. Is that for crying or wanking?
Well, Merry Christmas, you get to choose. Mould spice tissue, Steve. I saw them and I thought of you.
I used to say, anything mould, I'll take it.
Anything mould.
We're actually mulling tissues.
Mulling tissues now. This is it.
Unbelievable. What a time to be alive.
And from Tesco, which is nice, I guess. Yeah.
From a Tesco garage, just to enhance the image fully. So, right. Ellen Thorne, I'm just looking at the parasitic Trumps. I'm just gonna test you on see, because you like the Royals.
I love the Royals.
Which royal is this? Spent £4.5 million of public money renovating the homes she shares with her husband, who's worth an estimated £15 million. A property with one large kitchen allegedly requires an additional kitchen with an oven, costing £18,000.
That's my dear friend Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton.
You're on it. Parasitic royals. Anyway, there you go, Jessie. I thought you could enjoy.
Oh, I will.
Hating the royals around the Christmas table. You are welcome.
Right. So we've done the gifts. Now
I think it's time for a game, Helen. Would you introduce the game for us, please?
Okay, back by popular demand, Ellie. It is Anything for Money.
Oh, my favourite game.
It's my favourite game,
Festive edition.
Basically, we've got three bowls in which the podcast guests have to take from. One is a name of a well-known person. The second bowl has got a sex act. And the third is a quantity of money. And we have to ask that person, would they do that sex act with that person for that money? Anything for money.
Yeah. Jessie McCulloch, would you take the stage, please?
Okie dokie.
Here we go. Now, I've known Jessie all my life. There's not a lot of things she wouldn't do for money. Let's find out.
Craig David.
Ah!
The man who likes to sing his own name in his own song.
Can you feel you in?
Craig David.
Doggy style.
Ooh!
For £3.80.
Woof, woof.
I have to admit, I've never really much of a Craig David fan.
Well, you don't have to look at him.
£4.
This is true. It's only £4. I think I have higher standards.
She's not in.
For that, no.
All right.
Stephen M. Hill.
Professor Plum in the drawing room with a candlestick.
With a lead pipe.
Rylan. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yes.
Rylan off of the X Factor.
Sit on their face. How many of them are there?
Would you sit on Ryan's face for?
Oh, he's got such beautiful teeth.
I don't know who that is, but for 82 pence, I'm going to pass. I pay 82, or he pays...
You get 82 pence.
I get 82 pence.
For sitting on his face.
Come
Absolutely
on.
No chance.
It's a free blowy. It's a free blowy.
How's that a blowy?
Well, apparently.
More like, teabagging.
Reach down.
What's teabagging?
Grow up.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't like that stuff.
Okay, on. I've got Judy Finnegan. Lick her frosty nips. Festive. But I licked Judy Finnegan's nipples for £2,000.
In a fucking heartbeat.
Ooh. I know I would, because, you know, I...
It's your pleasure.
And it's £2,000, and, you know, fuck it.
Nicole Kidman.
Whole life, one night.
Drink the wee of.
Ooh.
One shot. £900.
Ooh. Would you drink a shot of Kidman's piss for £900?
She looks very well hydrated, so I don't think it'll be too sharp.
Well, it's sterile. Yeah, go on then.
Go on! In for money. She is a nurse. Money. That's what they teach you in medical school.
That's right.
Gary Barlow.
Yep.
Up the arse. Hand relief. I'm looking at a minimum of a grand here. Can I name my price now? If it's
well, you decide.
£303.
Ooh.
Go fuck himself.
What if he was giving you a hand relief? Would you let him? Would you let Gary Barlow give you a hand
relief? To wake me off.
Really?
If you're out there, Gary.
What would he be singing at the time?
Take that. Take that and party.
I've got Hadaway. Please don't hurt me, Hadaway. Please don't hurt me. Would I fist Hadaway?
I think he's dead.
Much easier that way.
For 11K.
Fucking
hell. Wow. Fist Hadaway.
I'll go halves with you. Double jeopardy.
How long does a fisting take? So I've not done it.
It's up to the fisty and the fister.
All right.
It's come to an arrangement.
There's no set time, is there, really? It's like cooking a ham. You just, you know, you do it till it's done.
Can't wait for this ham
now.
11 grand is a lot of money.
I can't remember what he looks like.
You could get a new kitchen for that.
He's quite old by now. I would do it, but I would imagine that I was like James Herriot in All Creatures Great and Small. Just put the glove on, get up there.
In and out of 2 minutes.
Oh, this is very grim.
Don't hurt me.
Exactly. That's enough.
Ow.
Okay. Excellent.
All right, can I have one more dip?
Please do.
Okay, now this is Ed Balls.
Oh. One of your faves.
Oh, I hope it's a really something nice sex act. Okay, what will I do to... Massage the prostrate of...
Prostrate, as in lying down.
What's wrong with that?
£250.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, you like gloves? Has it got to be skin on skin?
That's £50 off for that, if you want gloves.
I've got Mr. Bloom.
Ooh.
Mr. Bloom.
Ooh. Blowjob.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
£11.
£11.
Oh, go on.
No. I mean, he's nice and all, but...
No.
I mean, there'd be like a rim of soil under it, wouldn't there?
All right.
Cheryl.
No surname needed. Baker.
Twerk naked for... £1 million.
Ooh. Work. Turns out Rihanna really is Welsh. Amazing.
Shut up! Get a very small mouse.
You could pay Benningfield to twerk for you if you had a million
bucks.
Go. Anything for money.
Hooray.
Okay, Steve. Is that your last one?
Last one, right.
Bill Oddie. Yay! I once had an argument with Bill Oddie.
Did you?
Yes. Rim job.
Oh! Bill Oddie.
Would you rim Bill Oddie for?
I'm looking at six figures, ideally. £5 million.
£5 million!
Go on.
What is a rim job? Licking
it up. Just licking the little winky bum at the bum.
Is he clean? Has he douched?
He might have worms.
Have you spent 4 days watching birds?
It would be in his, what do you call it? His fancy.
It's a lot of money, Ellie. I'm going to take the prizes. I might gamble on that, yeah.
In all seriousness, would you do it?
£5 million.
Would you rim Bill Oddie for £5 million?
I would.
And he's here tonight. Steve Hill, I think it's safe to say you just won anything for money.
Hooray!
Oh.
It is time for ham review.
Oh,
it's ham time.
It's ham time.
Yeah.
Now, every year on the Christmas podcast, we review some ham. But this year, I thought I'd change it up because it has been quite a difficult year with the old bake-off. So we're going to do the Great British Ham Off. Now, Jesse and I have both prepared a ham.
Yeah.
And we want you, Helen Thorne, to be Mary Berry. And I can do that. And you, Steve Hill, to be Paul Hollywood.
Are we doing like a blind ham tasting? Yes, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Ham time.
There's no trickery involved. It's not going to be Bill Oddie's arse cheek.
That's right. Uh-huh. Eating
Raised.
Pure anus.
Yeah.
Now, ooh. You've got ham A here, ham B. Helen Thorne, take your pick.
All right, I'm going for A. Ooh, warm. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's falling off.
Mm. Nice bit of sweetness.
Real hard to watch you eat. That is moist.
That's lovely. I'm going for second ham.
That was pretty good.
All right. Oh my God, that's just...
Oh, this is cold. How can you compare it?
So this second ham B, is lovely because it's a bit clovey and slightly more aromatic. A ham A was very sweet. I think the first one tipped over just because it was warm.
I agree.
And there's nothing nicer than some warm pork in your mouth. And that's nice. Thank you, Ellie Gibson. But the second one had a bit more depth of flavour. So I would say like 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
What she said.
Well, there we are. It gives me great sadness to announce that I am the winner. It's like when they eat soup egg and starts to like kick one of them out. That's how I feel. I feel so unhappy about that.
I just want to lick the bowl now. That is good ham.
I want to lick Bill Oddie's arsehole.
Yeah.
But I do agree. Your recipe was more aromatic, Jessie. How did you do yours?
Fennel seeds, coriander seeds, wine, and then glazed with smoked paprika, cinnamon, and red currant jelly.
Ooh. Yeah, and yous?
I found this American recipe online for cooking it in a slow cooker, which is basically just sugar. It's just basically, you literally pack sugar onto the ham, like to make a casing of sugar. And then, because that's not enough sugar, you drizzle on some maple syrup.
Excellent.
And that's obviously not enough sugar. So then you put on some pineapple juice,
yeah.
Cook it, and then you glaze it with honey for extra sugar.
So yeah, it was like a big, giant ham Haribo.
It's basically diabetes in ham form is what it is. There we go. That's ham review. Let's have some Scummy Mummy Christmas confessions.
So my scummy confession is that the Tooth Fairy failed to come two nights in a row. The Tooth Fairy sometimes is delayed. There are many reasons why the Tooth Fairy has been delayed on occasion before, but never failed.
Brexit!
All right, Steve Hill.
I told them there's no Christmas and to fucking grow up. There's no such thing as Santa. Oh, he did say to me originally, I don't think there are flying reindeers. So, well, you make a very good point, but how do you think they get there?
Oh. Lovely stuff. Helen, have you got a Scummy Mummy's confession for us?
Yes, to prove I am comfortable about talking about sex.
That's why you just did that voice. Yeah, that totally came across when you did the funny voice. Yeah.
Well, the other morning, Will and I accidentally woke up quite early and we thought, why not? And then all of a sudden, there was someone else in our bed going, Mummy, why are you on top of Daddy?
And we went... Bloody.
For £5 million. Just having a cuddle. That was it. Yeah. So, yeah, I, you know, it has to happen to you once in your life. Has it happened to anyone else? Jesse, you're nodding.
Maybe not quite like that, but yeah.
So today I went to Charlie's Christmas concert at school. All very lovely. And all the children had to wear white t-shirts, like that's the question. They wear it and they make a little hat and it's all really sweet and it's lovely. So then when he got home, I realised that his t-shirt was inside out and I was like, oh, what happened? And Charlie went, oh, it was too dirty, so we just turned it inside out. And I'm like, but I love that the teachers are quite scummy, that they just went, fuck it, Charlie, just turn it inside out.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Inside out, back to front.
Do the Christmas concert in an inside out t-shirt, that's absolutely fine. So that was good fun.
Go, yeah, South London teachers.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, there we are.
There we are. Now, I wanted to say, because it's the end of the year, to thank you to all the listeners, and especially some new ones. And we had this amazing message from a woman called Jenny Sumner, who said she's just started listening to the podcast and it has made her very happy. And she sent us a lovely message. So hello to Jenny Sumner and all our Instagram followers and our listeners and our Facebook followers. Thank you.
And of course,
Bromley Clark's late.
Who we saw again the other day.
Yes.
And her husband actually came up to me and said, look, she thinks she'll think she's stalking you. And so, yeah, what I want to say is we know that you're stalking us, but that's all right. We like it.
We
and we're
really
going to upgrade
like
you from Bromley Clark's woman to Bromley Clark's stalker. So there you are. Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
We love you, Bromley Clark's woman. So that's it. But what a year. Well done to everyone who survived it alive.
I look forward to saying goodbye to 2016.
Yes.
Well, Helen Thorne, it's been an amazing year.
Cheers
for the
Scummy
Mummies. Thank you. Amazing scenes.
How are we going to top it in 2017?
I literally don't know.
All I'm going to say is listen to Woman's Hour on the 27th of December.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
December the 5th.
Yeah.
Cheers. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Imagine some bells coming in. Mm-hmm. Now. Ting, 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 ting. My turn. The aforementioned Daniel Bedingfield.
Daniel Bedingfield!
Oh, yes.
He's from Newsham.
Yes.
Same thing. The shithole. What if we on him? For free. In a heartbeat. Call him up.
What's his famous song?
Wait,
what's...
we've got to see the feet. See the feet.
I don't need
paying
for this.
I've got to get through this. I've got to get through this.
As it splashes off his face.
It's gross.
And I get £105 to drink more, to piss more on him.
Deal.
So would you do that?
What do you think?
Anything for money.
Hooray! Excellent stuff.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.